Chapter 1. London, 1874. The Duke of Lovingdon relished nothing more than being nestled between a woman's sweet thighs, unless it was gliding his hands over her warm and supple body while she caressed his shoulders, his chest, his back, or hearing the hitch of her breath, a murmured sigh, a rap. He paused. She stilled. "What was that?" she whispered. He shook his head, gazing into her brown eyes and fingering back from her blushing cheek the stray strands of her ebony hair. "The residents settling, no doubt. Pay it no mind." He lowered his mouth to her silky throat, relishing her heated skin. "Rap, rap." "Damn it all." He winked. "Excuse me but a moment." Rolling out of the massive bed that had been specially built to accommodate his large frame, he marched across the thick aubusson carpet, his temper barely leashed. His butler, all his servants, knew better than to disturb him when he was enjoying the offerings of a woman. He closed his hand around the handle, released the latch. "There damned well better be blood or fire involved," he swung open the door, "in whatever." He stared into wide, rounded sapphire eyes that dipped down before quickly jerking up and clashing with his of amber.
"Sweet Christ, Grace, what the devil?"
Before she could respond, he slammed the door shut, snatched up his trousers from the floor, hastily drew them on, and proceeded to button them.
"Another one of your paramours?"
the luscious vixen in his bed asked. He grabbed his linen shirt from where it was draped over a chair.
"Good God, no, she's but a child,
or at least she'd been the last time he'd seen her. What the deuce was she doing out and about this time of night? Had she no sense whatsoever?" After pulling on his shirt, he dropped into the chair and tugged on his boots. He didn't know why he was concerned with Grace's sensibilities. It was truly a bit late to worry about them, considering the view he'd given her when he opened the door. Trust her to take the sight with unfettered aplomb. She'd always been a bold little she-devil, but she'd taken things too far tonight. He shoved himself to his feet and crossed over to the bed. Leaning down, he kissed the lovely's forehead.
"I won't be but a moment in dispatching her."
After giving her a reassuring wink, he strode across the room, opened the door with a bit more calm, and stepped into the hallway, closing the door behind him. Grace stood where he'd left her, blushing deeply from her neck to the roots of her coppery hair. Had her freckles not faded, they would have been obliterated.
"I'm sorry to have awakened you."
Is that all she thought she was doing? But then, she was an innocent miss at 19, and while the lads she'd grown up with were more scoundrel than gent, they'd all done what they could to preserve her innocence. For her, their wicked ways were little more than rumour. "It's after midnight. You're in a bachelor's residence. What are you thinking?" he asked.
"I'm in trouble, Lovingdon. A situation most dire. I need your help."
He was on the cusp of telling her to seek assistance elsewhere, but she gazed at him with large, blue, innocent eyes that left him with little choice except to suggest they adjourn to his library. She'd always had that irritating effect on him ever since she was a young girl and looked at him as though he were some errant knight capable of slaying dragons. Perhaps in his youth, when the dragon was little more than her foul-tempered cat, in need of rescue from its perch on the tree limb. But he had learned through harsh experience that he was not a dragon slayer.